Now we come to the section that actually has to do with the burial and the resurrection of Christ. They belong together. Remember, that's the way Paul put the gospel. He said, what is the gospel? Well, the gospel is that Jesus died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. Now there are the facts of the gospel, and then there is the relationship that you and I have to those facts. What do they mean to you? Jesus died. He was buried. He rose again. What does that mean to you? Did you accept Him as Savior? And when I say that, what do I mean? I mean, do you believe He died for you? You believe that when He was buried, that means your sins were absolutely buried. They were cast into the midst of the sea. Sin question was settled. And that when He rose again, He rose, well, let me turn it around. You and I rose in Him, and we're now in Christ. And God sees us in Christ, and His righteousness has been made over to us. What He is, His standing, becomes our standing. And that's all that you and I have of which we can boast today. Now let's look here at the burial of the Lord Jesus. Behold, there was a man named Joseph, a counselor, and he was a good man and a just. Now, this man, obviously a very prominent man, a member of the Sanhedrin, was the one, you will recall, that apparently exercised a great deal of influence, but a man that stood alone when he took a stand for Christ. Now, will you notice it? The same had not consented to the counsel and deed of them. Now, you see, though he was a member of the Sanhedrin, he did not agree with them. They did not get a majority when they put down the edict to have him crucified. This man disagreed. The same had not consented to the counsel and deed of them. He was of Arimathea, a city of the Jews, who also himself waited for the kingdom of God. Now, he was what would be called a pious, religious man. And now, having come face to face with Christ, he had taken a stand for Him. And there apparently were many believers in the Lord Jesus, even at this time, that were not out in the open as the apostles were. Joseph of Arimathea was not. And at the time of the crucifixion, what happened was that the apostles went underground, and these that were underground came out in the open. Now, here's Joseph. Nicodemus did. When we get to John's gospel, we'll see that he joined with Joseph in burying the Lord Jesus. And I say it reverently, but I say it, that Joseph and Nicodemus were the undertakers that had charge of the burial of Jesus. We'll see that when we get to John's gospel.